This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Been dissecting questions that the Browns have to find answers to regarding the quarterbacks.
And I've been trying to tell every dad joke that Andy Baskin would tell if he were sitting in this chair.
You've done a pretty good job of that.
I think for a guy who's not a dad.
At least as far as you know.
If I had to grade myself, I'd give myself a solid C minus.
Nice. That's the way to go. We're gonna get into the remaining quarterback who we haven't talked about in just a second. Jeffrey's in Cleveland. Jeffrey.
Yeah, you know, guys, I want to know. If Shadur say, okay, say they tell Shadur to pack his bags to Browns, okay?
Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Jeffrey.
And the fans, his fans will say, well, they only did that because they thought he was unhumble.
Yeah, they don't think that, though.
If they felt that way, they wouldn't have drafted him, Jeffrey, and even traded up to make sure they got him.
Because I want to know who would – what quarterback come out of collegiate schools, come out of college, that drop dimes in the end zone like Shadur and throw for 500 yards a game to end up unemployed because he's unhumbled?
He's not unemployed. He's employed. Yeah. You're looking down the road, Jeffrey, and I don't think that road is the one that you're looking at. I think he's going to be on this team.
Yeah, he's going to get a legit chance. He's going to get a legit opportunity to be the franchise quarterback here at some point. Might not be today. Might not be next week. Might not be in training camp.
And that might be good.
He's going to get an honest to goodness opportunity to show that he can be that guy. And the Browns don't think that he needs humble. The Browns don't think he's got attitude problems. The Browns don't think that he's whatever other negative stereotype that you want to throw his way or perception. You want to throw his way? No. If there's one thing that and this is me talking here, I think if there's one negative that the Browns see in Shadur Sanders, it is that maybe the game needs a little cleanup there. The mechanics need a little fine-tuning. But, I don't feel like that the Browns are looking at this kid like he's a problem child and that they're just counting down the days to get rid of him. Absolutely not.
No, you don't bring him in under any circumstance, Daryl, if you think those things are issues. Now, we've talked about the two veterans who are here. We've talked extensively about Shadur. So that's three of the four. And as always, one guy gets left to kind of get cleanup duty. But by golly, we're here to support him.
In accordance with the radioactive 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
That's right. And before we get to the
what?
It's the radioactive 1927. It's equal time. Shadur gets all the time. We make sure Dylan Gabriel gets his fair shake.
All right.
And we do it by providing information about Dylan that you might not know, and then we're going to break him down. Dylan's older brother, Garrison Gabriel, is actually his business manager and the joint owner of the brand DG.
I don't know that that's the best idea. Just ask Baker Mayfield how the family business managers worked out.
The DG brand is a clothing line. And DG, of course, Dylan Gabriel, his initials.
What? He's got his own clothing line now?
And they also stand for dedicated to greatness.
Mm-hmm. So we've got legendary and dedicated to greatness for our quarterback room slogans.
The DG brand.
The DG brand.
Okay, what is Dylan Gabriel?
I have to Google this now. Hang on.
What? See?
DG
Look at that.
Brand.
You're the Browns beat reporter, and this is why we're doing this. We're giving even you information that you weren't aware of.
All right, wait a minute. That's not the DG brand I was looking for.
You shouldn't do that on a work computer, Daryl.
It's not a work computer. That's the good thing here.
You're going to have that meeting with HR.
Yeah, don't have to worry about it. Let's see.
Dylan Gabriel one of the most prolific passers in college football history, who is going to bring that to the NFL after being second all-time in passing yards, making 63 career starts, most of any quarterback in D1 college football history, having a college record of 46-17, being really good, Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year, third in the Heisman voting, outstanding, tied with Case Keenum, most career passing touchdowns, and he's just going to move into the NFL and do all of that beautifully. Or is he a 5'11 quarterback who is destined to fail because he's a 5'11 quarterback, despite the fact that he was great in college and dropped to the third round because he's 5'11 and teams don't think he can overcome that? By the way, only NFL starters under 6 foot, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Bryce Young. What is Dylan Gabriel?
All right, so the first thing we have to address is the marketing problem that he ran into. There's another DG branded clothing line out there that is a lot more to the point I even recognized as soon as the website popped up after I Googled, you know, DG brand clothing here. So he might want to work on that. I'm showing this, the bad radio here. I just showed Meredith.
Maybe she's
going to recognize the brand right away.
Maybe the trademark is on its way.
And unless they want to advertise on the show, no free advertising.
Maybe he's getting working for the trademark.
No free.
All I know is that he and Brother Garrison
are the joint owners on the fan.
Of DG brand.
No free rides on the fan.
DG, not DNG.
Right. But DG might need to, you know, do a little.
He's working on it.
A little tweak in there.
He's working on it. What is he?
Let's just put it this way.
Because Daryl?
Hopefully he's a better quarterback than he is a brand ambassador. How about that?
He was really good at UCF. Okay. A lot of guys are. He was really good at Oklahoma. Well, all of a sudden, guys who are good at Oklahoma end up in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was really good at Oregon.
Except for when he played Ohio State in the college football playoff.
Well, there's a game everybody has now and then.
I know, but I'm just saying. You know, I thoroughly enjoy that second game he played against the
Vikings. Do you think he can play, and let's be serious, can he play at 5'11 in the NFL?
Do I think that the Browns found the next Drew Brees?
Who is 6 foot, by the way?
I'm 6 foot. Against people who are 6 foot tall Jeffrey?
No, Drew Brees is taller than Dylan Gabriel.
You vertically challenged, judgmental person.
I always
wanted
to be 6 foot. I'm not.
I have said on the air multiple times that I'm taller than Dylan Gabriel.
Smaller quarterbacks don't click in the NFL.
But he's built like a tank. Like, he's built pretty well.
And Daryl, he can run. He had 33 rushing touchdowns in college. I mean, the kid has really good feet. He's great in the pocket. He throws a great ball.
People question whether or not Baker Mayfield could be successful in the NFL. And
he's showing now that he's better than he was when he was here.
Well,
he's doing a good job.
When he was healthy here, he was pretty good.
He had some moments, without question.
The problem was he got hurt and, you know, played through those injuries, and then the maturity thing kicked in, and we know how that movie ended, but he's gone to Tampa Bay. He's been fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very nice
threw
job.
For over 4,000 yards last year.
Very nice job.
If my memory...
Gabriel... do similar things.
I honestly don't know.
Because they drafted him two rounds ahead of Shedeur Sanders.
Again, they love themselves.
Shedeur gets all the hype.
They love themselves some Dylan Gabriel, too. That's why they drafted him. They love his game.
That's what I'm wondering. Because all the Shedeur hype and everything else, I get it, you get it. But the fact is, they drafted Dylan Gabriel two rounds before they drafted Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Well, they drafted Shedeur basically because they didn't think they were shocked that he was still on the board. They
exactly.
were just like, why not?
But they clearly had a choice between Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel in the third round, and they took Dylan. Why?
Because they really like him. They like the way he throws the ball. They like his accuracy. They like the athleticism. They think he plays taller than the 5'11 that he's you know, brings to the field.
Throws a great ball.
Yeah, he does. So does Shador.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it is nice watching a Browns practice where, like, footballs aren't on the ground all the time. Usually when we see young quarterbacks come in here,
accuracy,
the footballs end up on the ground. But no, both of these guys are very accurate. They really are. Ball placement is superb for both of them.
One thing to remember about Gabriel in college, 155 touchdowns. And that's, you know, as good
as... Well, didn't he set like an FBS passing record too for yards and stuff?
And only 32 interceptions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he never threw more than 7 interceptions in a season, and that was his first year at UCF.
Really, the only team that made him look really, really bad was Ohio State in the college football playoff. And the first game out in Eugene, he looked phenomenal against the Buckeyes. But then, you know, when the chips were on the table, Buckeyes handled their business.
In every season he played in college, and at UCF might not be the upper echelon, but
they're a legit program now.
Right.
You got to take them seriously. You got to treat them with respect.
He played 2 full seasons.
Aren't
there.
Aren't they the school that
two
said they full won season, a national championship?
2 full seasons at Oklahoma and 1 at Oregon. And in each one of those seasons, he played only 3 games in 1 year at UCF because he got hurt. But he had over 3,100 passing yards and over 25 touchdowns.
Yes.
And no more than 7 interceptions.
I was right. They claimed that they tried to claim a share of the 2017 national championship.
They should have.
He wasn't on that team.
No, he wasn't. if he was back in 2017.
I'm in my 9th year of college. I'm like Baskin says, everybody should be able to play as long as they want. Raymond is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderfully well.
Just a couple things. One of the things, and I called like a month ago, we were talking about Pickett, and you guys asked me, what quarterback do I actually like in the draft for the Browns? And I said, Dillon Gabriel. Now, it's not I'm a huge Dillon Gabriel fan. I just paid attention. He does everything that Stefanski wants. And the same thing I said to you then, I'll say to you now. The problem is, he's 5'11", and if you can't get over that, if you have a bias or you don't think the fact that he has a good arm, he has great feet, he does run a huddle great. See, these are things we don't know about Sanders. Because he's only been coached by his dad and somebody his dad put in position to coach. He's never been coached. He didn't go to any other offense. I think his high school offensive coordinator was Sanders.
That is correct. Yeah.
So we don't know if he can run a pro offense as far as getting the guys in and out of huddle, getting them into the play, making good decisions, and plus he's an average to below average athlete. That's what he showed.
Well, Joe Flacco mentioned the other day that Gabriel's been trying to mimic his cadence. He's been calling Flacco, trying to get Flacco's cadence down, which I thought was interesting.
Well, here's the thing. So my thing is, when I say don't pay attention, and please bear with me, I actually tweeted Carmen and Lima a week and a half before the draft and said I'm going to laugh my rear end off when they draft Gabriel in the 3rd round. You can go ask him. It's there. You know, my point being that it's not. It's just he does everything Stefanski wants. There's another guy I love too who went undrafted, Max Bosner, from Minnesota. I kind of divorced myself from the Browns when they signed Watson, but I followed along. And this year, I just got into the quarterbacks, and it was out there that they love Gabriel. They went to the Senior Bowl and. They interviewed Gabriel and the other quarterbacks. He goes, yeah, I met with the Browns twice. I really like them. Then they go to the combine. Same thing, says the same thing. Then we get to pro days. And yes, I actually did fall down the pro days. And they asked Gabriel about other, you know, workouts and stuff. Well, I'm not supposed to talk about them. And then there's a guy who actually follows Haslam's plane, you know, who said, hey, the Browns are leaving for Colorado's, Haslam's plane just left. For the Colorado Pro Day after working out Dillon Gabriel.
Well, it's clear, Raymond, they drafted him in the 3rd round. They like him. And Raymond, thank you. And, you know, congratulations for you for nailing that pick. But they clearly like him. They like him more than Sanders because they drafted him 2 rounds earlier. Now that they're both here, equal playing level, a chance for each of them to get going and do their thing. And you know, you take the draft position and throw it out the window. Bill's in Parma. Bill, we got about a minute, buddy.
I'll be real quick.
No, take your time. You got a minute.
I'm trying to figure out what the goal is that the Browns are really shooting for. I really struggle with the fact that they signed a $40 million defensive lineman when in essence, they're really in a transitional phase that may last 3 to 4 years. They could have used those picks, if they would have had them, for linemen this year, also some defensive players. The chances of the third-round draft pick and the fifth-round draft pick of making any significant contribution is very, very low. And so I'm confused as to now what will they get with Pickett? I don't know. But again, what I worry about is they get into that area of no return, and that's, you know, 8 and 9, you know, 7 and 10, and you don't get a real good pick for quarterback or whatever, and we're going to be stuck with what it is, really what Pittsburgh is right now. And Pittsburgh is not in a great position as well. I also worry about the fact we try to be smarter than everybody else, and we could have used that third-round draft pick and the fifth-round draft pick for players that we could have used this year. Anyway, hey, thanks, you guys. Great program.
All right, Bill, thank you very much.
I know what they're doing. They're trying to find a franchise quarterback by any means necessary. That's why they used the third and fifth.
Hoping that they scouted it out well enough that they landed on a couple of guys that might be able to develop.
And I
get it. You didn't have one, Daryl, so you're taking a chance on three.
And they spent $40 million a year to keep their future Hall of Famer here.
We're going to wrap up this quarterback conversation, and there's somebody who's out there who I'm going to ask, Daryl, would you want him on this football team? And boy, does he have a resume. Next on Baskin and Phelps, Daryl's in for Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.